Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I have spent the past 2 weeks discussing how the more than $100 trillion of unfunded liabilities of governments and school districts are going to inflict financial losses on almost everyone in this country. That includes taxpayers, past and present government and public school employees, providers of goods and services to governments, and those receiving any government benefits. I don't have magic solutions to protect you from future higher taxes or government repudiation or default on making promised debt and benefit payments. However, on the government's guarantee to significantly reduce the purchasing power of the dollars that you own, I do have a suggestion. Governments around the world are inflating their money supplies, which is reducing their value. For instance, the value of the U.S. dollar has fallen 96% against an ounce of gold over the past 46 years. Trying to preserve your wealth by diversifying into other paper currencies will not protect your wealth. In contrast, gold and silver have multi-thousand-year track records of never failing as money. An ounce of gold could purchase the most expensive men's toga in ancient Rome, the finest men's suit 100 years ago, and a top-of-the-line men's suit today. Physical precious metals are not someone else's liability that depend on the full faith and credit of the issuing government for their value. They have value in their own right, no matter what happens to any government or its monetary system. In the early 1970s, I came to understand that owning physical gold and silver would provide me wealth insurance against the risk of the declining value or collapse of government paper currencies. My purchases of gold and silver over the decades have been some of my best investments, which I expect will perform even better in the future. Promoting the financial safety of owning physical gold and silver led me to own Liberty Coin Service for more than 3 decades. If you have not already done so, it is long past time that you did your due diligence research about protecting your own wealth by owning some physical gold and silver. That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.